What is mountain moving faith? What does the Bible say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about faith. The word faith is an old English word. It actually means trust, and that trust is on a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the New Testament scripture, the word faith, the word believe, and the word trust are all equal. They mean the same thing. That is, to have faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, the scripture has much to tell us about the application of faith, because faith makes things happen. Faith can change circumstances. Faith is what gets answers to prayer. God is a faith God, and He expects us to do everything by faith. So it's a good thing for us to study the scriptures and to know how to apply these principles, that we might walk in the power of God to the glory of the Father. Well, the first question we should ask ourselves is, what is faith? In Hebrews 11:1, we read, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Well, the substance of things hoped for refers to the natural realm, our physical existence, things that we have not yet received, but we hope for them. And faith is the substance or the basis of receiving that which we hope for. And for that reason, in the second half of the verse, it says it is the evidence of things not seen. In the Greek of the New Testament, the word evidence is equally translated guarantee. The guarantee of things not seen. In other words, faith or trust on the Lord Jesus Christ is a decision, and that empowering decision to receive the things that we hope for becomes the guarantee of things not seen, that is, things in the realm of the Holy Spirit in the heavenly realm. So faith pulls down from the heavenly realm to the earthly realm those things which we hope for and believe for, trust on Christ for. Now, faith involves a faith confession. In Romans 4:17, we see that even Abraham used a faith confession. There are lots of pastors and Bible scholars and theologians out there who don't believe that such a thing as faith confession works. Well, that's religious. God doesn't call you to be religious. God calls you to be holy. And there's a difference. Holiness is receiving the Word of God as a revelation and walking in it, separating yourself from the world and men, and separating yourself unto the Holy Spirit and God Himself and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, faith confession is real. And in Romans 4:17, Paul quotes what God said to Abraham. Listen to what it says. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him whom he believed, that is, whom Abraham believed. The word believe, remember, means trust or have faith. It continues, even God, who quickens the dead, that is, makes the dead come to life, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. That's the practice of faith, calling those things which be not as if they already are. Faith calls the things that are not as if they are. So, I use faith when I start confessing, I call myself healed of this cough and cold in Christ Jesus' name. By faith on Christ Jesus' name. I call myself healed by faith on Christ Jesus' name of this cough and cold. Well, notice that I didn't say I was healed. I said, I call myself healed. In other words, I acknowledge the circumstance, but I call it done by faith. I call the result by faith. I call myself healed. I call myself delivered by the finished work of the cross in Christ Jesus' name. So faith calls the things that are not as if they already are. You see, what I'm trying to say, folks, is we have to apply Scripture, not just read it. If you want to see Scripture work for you, if you want to see the Bible work for you, you have to apply these things. Do you have faith to receive from Jesus? In John 14:13, Jesus said, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Do you have a need? Ask in the name of Christ Jesus, then believe, that is, trust or have faith, that you obtain it, and you will have it, the Scripture says. John 14:14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then in John 16:24, Jesus repeats, heretofore you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So when we ask of God, we always ask in the name of Christ Jesus. Proverbs 18:21 tells us, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Some of your translations say, and they that engage it, that is the tongue, shall eat the fruit thereof. Did you know that the tongue can produce fruit? Good fruit or bad fruit? In fact, James says the tongue is set on the fire of hell. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So if we speak faith-filled words, we bring life to our circumstances. If we speak fear-filled words or negative words or bad words, we bring death to the circumstances. and perhaps even to others for that matter. Here's the point. That scripture says death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that engage it shall eat the fruit thereof. Fruit, folks, comes from seed. The power of this tongue, the power of the tongue, again, the power of the tongue is to produce seed. The seed produced by the power of the tongue are words, faith-filled words. So what does this tell us? It tells us that words are spiritual. And if words are spiritual, they find their target. They seed, and they produce a result. And that's why it says life or death are in the power of the tongue. But let's use life. Let's turn away from death. Let's be spirit-filled. Let's be positive in what we say. Stop talking your problems and start talking your solutions. Why? Because Christ empowers your faith. And faith works and Jesus never fails. Once more, faith works and Jesus never fails. How about once more? Faith works and Jesus never fails. So with that kind of an attitude, trusting on Christ, being fervent in our faith on Him, unwavering, unshakable, no double-mindedness, one moment believing, the next moment not believing, but being unshakable, we set our heart to keep trusting, to keep believing. Guess what happens? We come into mountain-moving faith. Mark 11:23-24 says, "For truly I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be you removed, and be you cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." Verse 24, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." There's one qualification. "And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have something against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your sins. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." So there's a qualification. To use mountain-moving faith, we first must walk in unconditional forgiveness to all. Unforgiveness is a block to faith. Unforgiveness is a block to answered prayer. We cannot have God on our terms. And guess what? Forgiveness is a decision. God doesn't care how you feel about it. God knows that the feelings can't be trusted. God wants to know, what's your decision? Do you decide to forgive, even if you don't feel it? He'll work around your feelings. Just stick to your decision, that you decide to forgive and release the person or persons who have offended you, and then you must forgive and release yourself. Absolutely necessary. Now, let's go back to the point of mountain-moving faith. The scripture says, "If you say to the mountain, be removed, and be you cast into the sea," in other words, first you have to say it, you have to address the problem, that's the mountain, the problem, the circumstance, or the lack thereof, or the spirit, the demonic spirit, or Satan, or whatever. The mountain is the problem. Say to the mountain. Start talking to the mountain. See, when you're ready to do the ridiculous, God's ready to do the miraculous. So when you say to the mountain, "Be you removed and be cast into the sea," and then it says, "and shall not doubt in his heart." In other words, do not doubt, do not entertain doubt, do not receive it. If you find doubt coming into your thoughts, you just talk to the devil and you say to him, "No, devil, I'm not going there in Jesus' name. I believe and I choose to believe in Christ Jesus' name." And then it says, "but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass." In other words, you must combine it with a holy expectation. Faith doesn't work without expectation. If you are applying your faith upon something, then you have to expect that God will grant it as long as it is in line with his word and his will. Because it is God's word and will to meet your every need. Not particularly your every want. If you ask God for 10 Rolls-Royce automobiles, I doubt very much that you are going to get that, even though you confess it all day long by faith. The scripture doesn't say, "My Lord shall provide all of my wants according to his riches in glory." The scripture says, "My God shall provide all of my needs according to his riches in glory." And so, continuing in Mark 11:23, it says, "He shall have whatsoever he says." There again is the proof that words are spiritual. So let's look at that verse. Jesus says, "Truly I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be you removed and cast into the sea." First point, Jesus says, speak to the problem. "And shall not doubt in his heart." Point two, no doubt, "but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass." Have expectation, in other words. And lastly, "he shall have whatsoever he says." Believe and receive. So we see that this principle of faith, first addressing the problem, the issue, commanding it out of your life, be cast into the sea in the name of Christ Jesus. And don't come back, by the way, in Christ Jesus' name. And then he says in verse 24 again, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Here's the point, that in the kingdom, believing is seeing. In the world, seeing is believing. The kingdom operates just the opposite of the world, and that's through faith. And that's why we need faith. Jesus repeated this idea in Matthew 21:21. It says, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Truly I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do that which is done to the fig tree." This is where Jesus cursed the fig tree. "But also, if you shall say unto the mountain, be you removed and be you cast into the sea, it shall be done." You notice that when it comes to problems, Jesus commanded them away. In John 8, Jesus says, "The things I do, you will do in greater things than these will you do, for I go to the Father." Well, we need to start doing them, don't we? Luke 17, verse 6. "And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you may say unto this sycamore tree, Be you plucked up by the root, and be you planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Let's shorten that a little bit to grab the concept. If you had faith, you might say to the sycamore tree, "Be plucked up by the root, planted in the sea, it should obey you." Now here he was talking about a tree that was growing in the middle of a road. Trees aren't supposed to be growing in the middle of a road. It represents that thing which is an obstruction to us, to our faith walk, to getting progressed in our spiritual journey, to overcome that which is an obstruction in our path. And notice what Jesus said. If you say to it, if you command it in his name, it should obey you. In other words, through faith, what Jesus is saying here is our circumstances should obey us. Most of the time, we're obeying our circumstances. And we got it backwards, folks. That's not the way it is. In the kingdom, things do not operate as in the world. Believing is seeing in the kingdom, and if you believe, you will see. Your circumstances will obey you. So, Christians are faith people. And the first thing that we need to know is that God is a faith God. So if we want experiences of God in our life, and we want to see the power of God not only in our lives but over our circumstances, we must apply faith, trust on the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ is a living person, a spirit person, but nonetheless a living person. The other consideration is that the things of the kingdom of God are for the people of the kingdom of God. And faith changes things, and faith can change your life by the power of Jesus Christ. If Jesus has a way into your life, Jesus has a way out of your circumstances. And there's no problem, no pit so deep that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out. Now, I've heard people say, "Oh, God can't do anything for me. I'm too far gone. I don't think I could ever be saved or be with the Lord. Why would he be interested in someone like me?" Well, the answer to that is because of who he is. You see, Jesus takes people with bad pasts and gives them great futures. That's what he's in the business of. If Jesus has a way into your heart, Jesus has a way out of your circumstance. And all you have to do is open your heart to him and invite him in, being willing to turn from your sin, and he will reveal himself to you as a living person in your heart, in your minds, in your thoughts, in your circumstances, which will begin changing as he begins the process of healing and reintegration and wholeness, because he loves you. He loves me. He loves his creation unconditionally. He is the manifest Son of the Godhead, the Father. You say, well, I have a little trouble understanding that. Well, don't try. Just believe and receive and watch it work by itself. The Bible proves itself. Today is as good a day as any to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Won't you do that now? Open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will get a personal experience of him, and you will see that everything that I have told you is the absolute truth. No one else can do that for you. Ramakrishna can't do that for you. Buddha can't do that for you. Mohammed can't do that for you. The Pope can't do that for you. I can't do that for you, but Jesus can do it for you. And it's there for the asking. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, and God will do all the rest. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone.
If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.